Work it, the senior circuit. See some quit it, cause they don't get it. Fire music. My aim is, forget what my name is. Yeah, I ain't famous to be famous. Remember Troy Davis. Beware, Clive Davis, warm into your art form. Cause there's a party going on. Hotel, motel, I'm going in. Don't care what they spent, can't prevent the offense. Some run to it, shun from it. Been through it, I still rock to it. I swear I've been sued, dude. With this news fit to spit, and a beat goes on. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Kick it, Chuck.
Never bit up a better. Back by the fact, all I got is my word. The new curse word is black. Still keep me on this track. Still keep me on this track. Don't take me off.
Got you, Chuck.
Say the test is being at your best. The curse is living at your worst. Crawling like a maggot out of their mind. Faster than a go-go 45. It's live, survive. High without a god. Reason why basketball wives ain't really wise. Bird dropping out of the sky. And y'all Google why. Why?
Kick it, Chuck.
So feed the people, help the homeless, underfed, revolution, stop the fed, leaving people left for dead. We should groove, check your heads. I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. I play a loud motherfucker. Use it, don't abuse it. The choice gets rougher. Shout my vocals. I salute all the locals. Slept on, kept them out of radio focus. Hocus pocus, spooks sitting by the sound. Corporations dictating what's going down. Local acts, I got your back underground. Make a run to a start. When I'm out of town, they got me started where I start. Cause I do it to support the art. What good is learning from some record when y'all only listen to 15 seconds? Got you gagging on Gaga. Pac made women cry from the very first line. On Wi-Fi. Got you gagging on Gaga. Pac made women cry from the very first line. On Wi-Fi. Got you gagging on Gaga. Pac made women cry from the very first line. On Wi-Fi. Got you gagging on Gaga. Pac made women cry from the very first line. On Wi-Fi. Got you gagging on Gaga. Pac made women cry from the very first line. On Wi-Fi. Got you gagging on Gaga. Pac made women cry from the very first line. On Wi-Fi. Got you gagging on Gaga. Pac made women cry from the very first line. On Wi-Fi. Got you gagging on Gaga. Pac made women cry from the very first line.
There to start the show off from their new album. The title refers to one of the lyrics from their song Fight the Power. Most of my heroes still don't appear on No Stamp. That was Public Enemy with a little studio experiment called I Shall Not Be Moved. Most of my heroes are the first two albums from PE for this year. Second album called The Evil Empire. Everything is set for release in the autumn. And if you're on your way to Deer Lake Park in Burnaby for the Sublime Show, Public Enemy is opening up for them. So any minute now. Hopefully you're on your road already there. And in the background, for you Beastie Boys fans, this is the jazz flautist Jeremy Steig with Howlin' for Judy. originally off his 1969 album Legwork. Also found on the Blue Note Droppin' Science compilation. Greatest samples from the Blue Note Lab, and of course sampled brilliantly by the Beasties in their 1994 single Sure Shot. Chuck D of Public Enemy introduced the boys to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this past April, but only Ad Rock and Mike D could attend to accept the honor because at the time MCA was ill with the cancer that was claiming his life just a few weeks later. So that's how we're going to start off this episode of Exploding Head Movies. This is your cinematically inspired program broadcast here on UBC's preeminent local community radio station, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You find us on the web, CITR.ca. I'm Gak, and I'll be spritzing cool sounds in your ears and your face from this bottle until 9 p.m. The phone number for the station is 604-822-2487. You can also email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. And if you're really Tumblr inclined, we finally kind of got that working, so it's explodinghitmovies.tumblr.com. So later on in the show, we're going to profile some of Peter Rabin's music from the films by German New Wave director Rainer Werner Fassbinder. Pacific Cinematheque, 1131 Howe, is in the midst of a little Fassbinder festival right now, so I'm going to profile some of the films that are left to be screened. Otherwise, after all the sunlight and the heat have temporarily subsided, at least for one evening, let's dive into some Olympic music. And we're going to start off with a cycling theme. The Chemical Brothers were asked by the London 2012 folks to provide music for the bicycling events. Even the word omnium today. Inspired in combination with the architecture of the sleek new London Velodrome and their own history with the bicycle, and then bands like Kraftwerk, Tom Rowlands, Ned Simon set out to capture the sense of speed, pace, and drama of the pursuit. It helps out that Great Britain's been doing mightily well in all events, including cycling, particularly Wiggo. Otherwise known as Bradley Wiggins, took the sprinting gold to add to his other six medals, and of course becoming the first Brit ever to win the Tour de France. We're going to listen to some Tour de France later, but this song was released as a single last week. These are the Chemical Brothers, with radio edits of the theme for Velodrome here on CITR Vancouver.
There are a lot of things you're not allowed to grow in your basement in Vancouver. Vegetables are not one of those things.
SPEC and the YWCA are excited to introduce the Urban Farmer Field School. The UFFS provides hands-on training in sustainable agriculture, small farm business planning, and community food action.
Class instructors are experts in urban agriculture, food systems, and plant mind control. The integrated curriculum is divided between classroom theory and practical learning.
For more information, please visit the interweb and search for Farmer Field School at spec.bc.ca.
Set there all about the bicycle. And after the Chemical Brothers theme for Velodrome, we heard the legendary Krautrock act, Kraftwerk. That's German for power station. And we heard Tour de France 2003 version 3, and that's a remix of many of the modernized version of their 1983 classic song, which would have belonged on the Technopop album, which was scrapped when one of the Kraftwerk guys actually got hurt on his bicycle. Eventually, the Technopop sessions turned into 1986's Electric Cafe. But then again, became Technopop in 2009 when Kraftwerk's catalog, at least the core eight albums, remastered in 2009. Handing off the box set is called The Catalog. And, yeah, but what they've done as well, too, is they threw in Tour de France as part of what was known in 2003 as Tour de France soundtracks, and it just became Tour de France itself, because that's not confusing enough as is. And in the background, this is Subtract. Just ditch all the vowels and change the C to a K. S-B-T-R-K-T. And this is Gold Digger, found on last year's Adult Swim compilation Unclassified, featuring a lot of unreleased modern electronic music. Baryona Konica, for instance, are on there, along with Flying Lotus. And Subtract is the alias of Aaron Jerome, who prefers to downplay his personality, keeping sort of the old techno attitude of anonymity, to the point he performs live, wearing ceremonial masks. I'm Gak, you're listening to Exploding Head Movies here. Now, time for some possible confusion, which I'm still waiting for official confirmation, but when I called Red Cat, things were sort of clarified that way. Scheduled to play at the Waldorf this Friday, August 10th, is the Vietnamese-French beatmaker Onra. He recently moved to New York and signed to Fool's Gold Records. Now, the Waldorf website doesn't actually have Honor listed, and there's actually a back post a few months ago saying that the show was in fact canceled, but tickets are still for sale. So as far as I can tell, the show is still a go. So that's good news, potentially, for those of you who can't make it to the Comedy Bang Bang live show at the Biltmore that night. So I'm going to play one old track by Honor before hopping onto a SoundCloud and playing something new. So from 2009's 1.0.8, this is going to be Onra with Disco here on Exploding Head Movies, CITR, Vancouver.
You see, the whole country of the system is juxtaposition by the hemoglobin in the atmosphere, because you are a sophisticated rhetorician intoxicated by the exuberance of your own babosate!
What? Yeah! Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Recent stuff there by Dame Funk. That was Inside of You off of the, I always get this EP name wrong, In a Focus Days. Came out last year through Stone's Throw. And at this point, Dame Funk and Honra, who we hear in the background right now with Jeeps off his last album, 2010's Long Distance. Dame Funk and Honra share a bit of a talent booking thing, so Honra's actually heard some of Dame Funk's other stuff. Dame Funk actually recently uploaded to SoundCloud a six-minute kind of ambient track called Happy, but Honor's tipping that Dame Funk's new stuff should be mighty fine. And yeah, you're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR. Definitely playing in town twice this month of August. This is this next act, Local Heroes, Capital 6. Their debut album, Pretty Loss, is out now through Light Organ Records. They play next Tuesday, August 14th at the Biltmore, and then August 30th at the Remington Gallery, 108 East Hastings, with White Poppy and Village. So from Pretty Lost, this is Capital 6 with Cold Ride.
I'm not afraid to die. You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, can I have this? I want this over here, and a toast on by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
Yeah.
Behind me here is the James Taylor Quartet with Pacific Highway. Meanwhile, we just heard Stereolab with Rainbow Conversation. That's off their 1997 album Dots and Loops, which gave me a soundtrack for me for my time in Denver that year as I drove around Interstate 25 and up to Boulder, down to Pueblo. Stereolab themselves remain on hiatus, but singer Letitia Sader is in the midst of touring in support of her recent solo album, Silencio. Closest that she will get to Vancouver will be October 3rd at Barboza in Seattle. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here, CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I'm Gak, and we have some sad news here with a connection to that Colorado town. Bill Doss of the band The Olivia Tremor Control passed away last Tuesday. So we're going to listen to a few of their songs for this next little set. And Doss was a co-founder of the original Elephant Six recording company in the early 90s during his time in Denver and Boulder. But when he moved to Athens, Georgia, it was there that he joined two of the other co-founders. The entire Elephant Six crew is rather disparate. And those two co-founders were Will Cullen Hart and Jeff Mangum. At the time, they were called Synthetic Flying Machine, but then Mangum flew the coop. He formed Neutral Milk Hotel, and Hart and Doss eventually became the Olivia Tremor Control. So from their 1996 debut album, music from the unrealized film script Dusk at Cubist Castle, this is the Olivia Tremor Control with Jumping Fences.
Speak from
It's always a sign of quirkiness when the tracks abruptly end. Anyways, behind me, this is Robert Drazin going back to 1960 with Warm Night Wind. And we just heard a little Olivia Tremor control set there. We started off with Jumping Fences. Then from John Peel Session, BBC Radio Days, 1997, that was I'm Not Feeling Human, which appears on an EP called Those Sessions. Then we heard from their final album, 1999's Black Foliage, Animation Music Volume 1. That was Hideaway. And Olivia Tremor Control went on a hiatus in 2005, but they reformed in 2009 to do some reunion shows, and there was talk of a new album since there were a few compilation appearances as new songs started popping up on albums here and there. Sadly, Bill Doss, co-founder of the Olivia Tremor Control, passed away due to unannounced reasons July 31st at the age of 44. Up next, we're going to have a little tease of German music before the Rainer Werner Fassbinder profile. And this is going to be the Berlin new jazz act, Micatone, which features a keyboardist who used to tour with Daft Punk before the robots in the pyramid took over. So from this year's album, Wish I Was Here, we're going to listen to Asian Man. And then after Micatone, we're going to follow up with a recent interview I did with local man Aaron Reed. And then we're going to listen to some of his music. And this will be coming from a few weeks ago when Reed played at the Catalano Arts and Music Festival, where CITR was broadcasting live. And I did a wee bit of the hosting here. But first up, this is Micatone with Asian Man here on CITR, Vancouver.
The dead will walk the earth. The Rio Theatre is your independent East Vancouver theatre, playing first-run feature films, independent film screenings, as well as live events. Every Friday night, there are featured midnight cult classics on the big screen, and no one can beat The Rio for their cheap date Tuesdays.
Be at The Rio August 17th for Dead On Film, the zombie short film competition where 10 zombie shorts will be shown, but only one will survive. Tickets are $10, doors at 9 p.m. This month at The Rio, your Friday late night movies are Wet Hot American Summer on August 10th, Dumb and Dumber on August 24th, and Dirty Dancing on August 31st. Other attractions at The Rio for August include the world's largest touring circus sideshow, Hell's a Poppin', a sideshow review on August 19th. Extra Vancouver and the Friends of Dorothy series presents a special screening of Mean Girls on August 22nd. And don't miss Dungeons & Dragons, a live comedy experience. Join Vancouver's best comedic performers as they quest for glory and snacks on August 29th.
For more information on all this and more, check out theriotheatre.ca.
All right, welcome back to the Catsalano Arts and Music Festival here. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm Gak, normally host of Exploding Hidden Movies Monday nights, but I'm here Saturday of 2 to 4 p.m. here at the Zulu Record Stage here at 4th and Maple. And I'm joined by, right now, the guy who actually just performed, so you just missed him. So you're going to have to, based on conjecture, how he did. So, Aaron Reed.
Hey.
Welcome to CITR. How are you?
Good, man. Thanks for having me.
That's no problem. You enjoying the festival so far?
Yeah. There's lots of fun stuff to check out.
Well, what have you seen so far? That really caught your fancy.
It was really cool. The baby disco was really good.
What is the baby disco?
It's a dude DJing for like a bunch of babies, for like baby dance.
Awesome.
And there's like beanbags, and there's just no one. Well, like babies were all just sitting, because I don't think babies understand the concept of night dancing.
Yeah, it's a little abstract to them, but I'm sure they're the music, they just are there. Do they have like the headphones on to protect their hearing as well?
No, it was pretty soft.
Okay.
But we were talking about how the DJ was doing a really good job. He wasn't, like, pandering to them by playing, like, kids' jams. He was playing, like, Beatles and stuff like that.
No, that's good. You can't pander to the kids at all. They catch on quickly.
They know.
All right, Aaron, if anyone hasn't heard you before, what would you describe sort of the music that you play? And
I don't know. Like, I guess, like, pop music with guitars and kind of, like, sometimes loud, sometimes weird, sometimes straightforward.
That's right. Yeah, I picked up a little bit of a Pavement vibe on that last song that you played there. Yeah,
I don't listen to too much Pavement, but that era of music, like I really love Sonic Youth and like Sebado and stuff like that. So
perfect stuff that way. So what's made you sort of decide to become a musician? Was it something
I don't know. I just kind of my friend in high school got me into some better music than I was listening to at my own choice. So, and then he kind of had a 4-track, so I bought a 4-track and just recording, and then from there, just getting really. I did like violin when I was a kid, so
awesome.
I was always really into music, and then and from there, just kind of, you know, recording things that are total ripoffs of other things. And
so
then,
you stand on the shoulders of giants,
and then
exactly,
just like kind of keep going from there.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So at this point, are you primarily sort of playing by yourself when you sort of focus, or like the band that you've assembled here, which I know has some of the guys from Olmok and Korean Gut? How did sort of that sort of develop together?
Oh, they're all my friends. Like I went to art school with Ellis, and he plays in an amazing band, Flash Palace. And then Olmok and Tom Whalen, they're all friends of mine. And I used to play in Tom's band, Gross Xmas.
Okay.
And him and I do weird things at his house, and we're all just buds. And it's kind of cool because they're all in like really good bands. So, and then I just kind of, we just turn my recordings into live things. So it's like equally fun hangout times with friends as it is playing.
That's good. Yeah. You always want that good mix of being like a good place to hang out, but still sort of come out with great music that
way. That's kind of what I want. I don't really want to like yell at people or anything like that.
You could be disciplinary. You could just sort of that military whip the crack thing. It's like, no!
Yeah.
Do the James Brown thing and fine people $5 for a missed note or something.
I throw a chair every practice.
That's, of course.
Yeah, myself.
Keeps the strength
up. Throw it really hard
too.
Against a wall and it deflects and hits me. So no one gets hurt.
You get your scrapes that way.
Yeah, only me. Only I get hurt.
All right. Do you have any music out right now in stores? Or like, I noticed that you had something in Bandcamp. Can you describe that?
Yeah, that's the only thing. I mean, it's like, it's just like a... I wanted to make a Bandcamp page, so I put a bunch of songs in, and I guess it was perceived as an EP. So that is a thing you can download for free.
Oh, awesome.
But I think I was calling it Black Sun. I have a bad habit of constantly trying to call it new things to make myself feel good or something. But
sort of gives like role playing in a way. Sort of gives myself a different identity. So, like, what were you thinking with Black Sun then? Was it something?
I don't know. I kind of stopped using it because after I looked it up and I saw it after I saw this movie about a artist who went blind and kind of recounts this, like, anyways, really good movie, documentary. Okay. But then I Googled it, and it's like a Nazi occult symbol, too. So I decided not to, like, be Black Sun anymore. I didn't want to be associated with, like, Nazi magic.
No. So. No, that would have been more like a 70s Joy Division sort of attitude
exactly,
that way. But, yeah, it's a little tenuous now. So what's your Bandcamp link or how?
I think if you Google, like, Aaron Reed Black Sun or Aaron Reed Bandcamp, should be able to find something.
Sounds good. All right. And do you actually have the Aaron Reed Band experience playing live anytime soon?
No, this was kind of the thing.
This was like a one-off. Like
I'm going to try and record a tape thing. So I'm going to spend a lot of time trying to make a bunch of new songs, and then maybe we'll play some stuff.
Excellent. Good to hear. Yeah. Well, Aaron Reed, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, thanks
great
for having
earlier,
me.
Great set earlier, and take care of yourself, and can't wait to hear what you do next.
Thanks, man.
Stage Aaron Reed has a little bit more muscle based on the backing band that he has, but we just heard him there in his studio iteration off last year's Bubble Skulls EP. That was Aaron Reed with Bledhead, and yeah, we just heard before from July 21st. It was me interviewing Aaron Reed, and since I did host for a couple hours there's a couple other interviews I did, including acts like Bummer High and the High Drops from the Catalina Arts Music Festival, so I need to edit those, and I'll have those on future shows. Since a couple of people are saying, hey, I like hearing interviews on your show. And for me, that involves level of organization I don't have sometimes. But very least, we'll try to do that a bit more. They don't always have to be movie-related, but very least, I did see an act called Whiskey Chief that has a nice sort of like 70s blaxploitation funk vibe thing. So otherwise, for Aaron Reed, there is actual YouTube footage of that interview. If you go to the CITR channel, which I think is CITR 1019 FM, you'll find it there. It was recorded by our wonderful CanCon coordinator, Selena. So you're listening to Exploding Head Movies on CTS. Those letters that I said earlier. Yes, this show is on that. In the background, this is Michel Magnier with Furia Abachia from the OSS 77 compilation, featuring Magnier's scores to the then 60s and straightforward French spy series. And if you like that, you can catch the Exploding Head Movies podcast archives off of CITR.ca for more jet-setting cues. Conveniently enough, it is episode 117. Up next is Heavenly Beat. It's a band fronted by Beach Fossils bassist John Pena. The band has been releasing a few singles as new output from the Beach Fossils is still pending. Maybe the heat of the Brooklyn summer has been too tempting to stay indoors, which probably is the way it is here. So this is the B-side to the Sude 7-inch. This is Heavenly Beat with Desire here on CITR Vancouver.
Festival in Vancouver is the annual showcase that celebrates queer arts and artists. The festival features a curated visual arts exhibit, a community art show, and three dynamic weeks of cutting-edge performances and workshops from all artistic disciplines, including music, dance, theatre, literary, and media art. This year's theme is Random Acts of Queerness. The festival runs July 31st to August 18th. For more info, visit queerartsfestival.com. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
What if the waves could deepen and incorporate more siren levels of the water? The waves would become the waves of the ocean, the mighty waves. What if the waves could deepen and incorporate more siren levels of the water? The waves would become the waves of the ocean, the mighty waves. What if the waves would deepen and incorporate more siren levels of the water? The waves would become the waves of the ocean, the mighty waves.
sound of love, a love for sound, the sound of love, a love for sound.
According to the Waldorf calendar, she is still yet to play September 26th. I believe it's part of the New Forums Festival. There was Estonian-born, London-based Maria Minerva with The Sound. And that's off her latest album, Will Happiness Find Me? And behind me, this is the John Schroeder Orchestra with his take on Ennio Morricone's theme to the 1971 Omar Sharif film, The Burglars. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR. Soul Coughing were an astonishing New York band that infused deep rhythms, wacky samples, and free-associated lyrics into one of the more idiosyncratic acts of the 90s. The joke on the posters is that they played deep slacker jazz. However, based on leader Mike Doty's recent tell-all memoir, The Book of Drugs, it was a tense time for him involving egos, including his, and bad situations that led to the breakup of Soul Coughing. So the music that the band made was phenomenal, and I've always had a weakness to this B-side for when their 1998 single Circles. It kind of sounds like two forgotten 1980s hits fused together with a weird list of names. So we're going to play this off the 7-inch. This is Soul Coughing with Adolfa Zantziger.
What's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca. Thank you.
My name is Natasha. I am a robot now. I am playing with my breast again. Nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
From Montreal, we heard Le Chevalier with Lully Lure. That's off last year's self-released album, Dancer. The latest album is Living People, which features a more ominous sound, with song titles almost as long as the songs themselves. And in the background here, as I shuffled a whole bunch of tracks around, this is Pierre Rabin, joined by David Ambach, with Franz Beberkopf's theme. And that is one of the melodies from the 1980 TV series Berlin Alexanderplatz. Came to North America as a 15-hour film, but I think hopefully it was broken up for production. And the very least, Berlin Alexanderplatz was directed by Rainer Werner Fassbinder, bad boy new wave director of Germany. In the 15 years that he actually did work, he directed and wrote 40 films in 24 stage plays, acted in over 30 productions, did design and edited and stuff like that. The list just goes on. Fassbinder himself did actually compose some music for some of the works, but he relied primarily on Pierre Rabin. And Rabin was born Wilhelm Rabenbauer, and he directed plays in Munich in the mid-60s at a theater when a young Fassbinder reportedly barged in and started recruiting people on the spot for his own work. Initially disgusted, Rabin soon became a producer, accountant, lover, and everything like that for Fassbinder, but he primarily focused on being a composer for almost all of Fassbinder's productions. So the Pacific Cinematheque, which is celebrating 40 years in 2012 at 1131 Howe Street, they still have 1 week left in their Fassbinder series. In all, they've had 17 of Fassbinder's films, which means I totally could have done this profile earlier. Nevertheless, the next four cues come from films that have yet to be screened, and we're going to start this next set off with the Frankfurt Overture from Fassbinder's controversial 1975 film Mother Custer's Goes to Heaven, which is a satire about a factory worker's widow dealing with the aftermath of a tragedy. And Mother Custer's Goes to Heaven will be screened next Sunday and Monday at the Cinematheque. So this is Pierre Rabin with the Frankfurt Overture here on Exploding Head Movies, CITR, Vancouver. That's it. Starting off with Pierre Robin's Frankfurt Overture from Mother Custer's Goes to Heaven. Then we heard a Serenade from the 1976 screwball comedy Satan's Brew, which plays like a John Waters film gone silly. Then we heard the funeral music from the 1969 film Gods of the Plague, back when Fassbinder, the director, played up a bit more of an avant-garde feel. And this sort of mixes a bit of the French New Wave connection with American gangster stories, but all told in Munich. And then from 1981's Lola, which is a bit of an homage to 30s Blue Angel and things like that, we heard Pierre Robin joined by David Ambach with Serenade Out of Tune. And all those films are going to be screened sort of a mixture of dates, primarily Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, and Monday. So August 8th, 10th, 12th, and 13th. So do check out the Pacific Cinematheque website. It is www.cinematheque.bc.ca, and the entire schedule is posted there. I didn't talk about the other film, the 1970 film, The American Soldier. And, yeah, there's a whole bunch of other films that were screened. One that wasn't was where this music's coming from. Rainer Werner Fassbinder's final film, 1982's Querelle. And this is The Tears of a Lady. And all those films that Fassbinder did in 15 years placed such an extreme workload on him to the point that his death at the age of 37 was tied to a mixture of sleeping pills and cocaine, which was 30 years ago, last June. And at the time, he actually was working on notes for what would have been his next film, but that's how he was found, in his chair in front of the TV. Anyways, that's it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up at 9 p.m., it is the Jazz Show with Gavin Walker, and he'll guide you at midnight. And at that point, the overnight programming kicks in until Tuesday, 6 a.m. with Pacific Pickin'. If you missed any of this week's episode, just grab the podcast off of CITR.ca. You can also search iTunes for all of CITR's fine programming. Exploding Head Movies is there. We're also on Facebook, on Twitter, we're on 100 Air. We're on Tumblr, which is now working with Mixcloud, but there's always email, radiofreegack@gmail.com. Next week, I'm going to continue to delay the BBC Radiophonic Workshop profile for at least one more week as I wrap my head around all the manners of 30-second sine-wavy blip songs. So we're going to take a look at Italian cinema, specifically the weird travelogue film Mondo Cane and some of its odd offshoots. But we're going to close off here with a bit of a cabaret-like number. And this is off of 2009's album Fruit. And this is the Asteroid Galaxy Tour with the Golden Age. So the weather for the rest of the week looks fantastic, Vancouver. So get outside and enjoy it. And we'll see you in 7 days. Yeah.
You are listening to CITR FM 101.9 on your computer, www.ca or www.citr.ca. That's better. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show.